has risen from the dead and is Lord. Oh, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, He is Lord. Oh, He has risen from the dead. Oh, and He is Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, every knee shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ, He is Lord. Amen. Yes, dear Heavenly Father, we thank You this morning. A beautiful day like this, Lord. We see the sunshine out there, oh God, the breeze of life. Father, we say thank You. We bless You, Lord. Father, we thank You for the week that has just gone. Oh, if we can look back, oh God, our going outs and coming ins, in our homes, in our working places, our children to school and back, Father, oh, You sustained us, Lord. We say thank You, Lord Jesus. We bless You, Lord. And Father, as we start the beginning of another week, here we are. Oh, You've called us, oh God, to Your presence. We say thank You, Lord Jesus. We know that, Lord, in Your presence, oh, there are always things good for us, Lord. So, Father, we want to commit, Lord, our Sunday school into Your hands, the Holy Spirit, the teacher. Come, Lord, take Your word and open it unto us. We humble ourselves, Lord Jesus, this moment. We sit at Your feet with all reverence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Shall we be seated? God richly bless you. It has been a wonderful, I say, 2 weeks sunshine since I came to Ireland here about 5 years ago. This is the longest time I've really enjoyed the sunshine. Amen. And some people have started complaining. The other day, someone was complaining. I said, "Hey, keep quiet. See, we don't like that." 4 seasons in a day, sunshine, rain, snow, everything, all combined in a day, you see. We thank the Lord for this time like this, and even most especially this morning that we found ourselves in His presence. Amen. Yeah, this morning I want us to look at something. It has been something that has generated a lot of controversies and confusion in the Christian faith. And it's always good for us to refresh our memories, you see, because many times we will meet some questions that we need to actually help in answering those questions. Amen. And the answers must be the truth. Right from what? Right from the word. So we are going to look at two scriptures this morning. And the topic is all about baptism. See, it's all about baptism. The way how to baptize. See. So there is a question that we need to answer this morning. The question is our topic. He said, was Peter and the rest of the apostles, were they wrong Was Peter and the rest of the apostles, were they wrong? Because let's look at these two scriptures. First, let's look at Matthew 28, 18 to 20. And then we shall look at Acts 2, 37 to 39. So let's first look at Matthew 28, 18 to 20. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, listen closely here, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. And the scripture ends with that, amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So take notice of that, because it's going to be something we will stand on. He said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now let's look at the second scripture, Acts 2, 37 to 39. And when they heard this, that's the day of Pentecost. And when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart, and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins, and ye shall receive the gifts of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you and to your children and to all, take notice of that also, and to all that are afar off, like we, because these saints were somewhere in Palestine. So we are at some place afar off. Even as many the Lord God, as many as the Lord our God shall call. Amen. So, these are the two scriptures that has generated a lot of what? Controversies and confusion here and there. But one thing we know is that God is not the author of it. Amen. God is not the author of any controversies in his word or any confusion, because if you read 1 Corinthians 14:33, which you know of, 1 Corinthians 14:33, it said, for God is not the author of confusion, but of what? Peace. As in all what? Churches of the saints. Praise the Lord. See. So if there are confusions, controversies, God is not the author of it. It is rather the people and the churches that are confused. Praise the Lord. It's not the word. It's not God. Amen. Now, let's look at these two scriptures. One, Jesus was giving the disciples a commission. That's Matthew 28, verse 19. And he said, go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Then you come to Acts 2:38. when the apostles were to baptize, the people asked them, "What shall we do?" And Peter said unto them, "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins." Is there any contradiction here? Because we will probably be asked by someone, why you people are baptizing in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, while Jesus said, go and teach the people and baptize them in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But you people say, so that's why we want to answer this question. Was Peter and the rest of the apostles, were they wrong? Amen. The commission was go baptize in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And then on the day of Pentecost, the people, after Peter has expounded to them what was happening, they got pricked in their hearts. So they asked, what shall we do? He said, repent and be baptized in the name of what? Jesus Christ. So one thing is that, brethren, we have many different ways of baptizing. And why is it so? The reason is different interpretations of the word. Different what? Interpretations of the word. And the Bible calls it private interpretation. Amen. So let's look at 2 Peter 1, 20, 21. So the reason why there are what different types of practices of baptizing is because of what? Private interpretations. So let's look at 2 Peter. Everything there is a warning in the Bible. Praise the Lord. Everything, there is a warning, there is a guide, there is the way. So he said, knowing this first, see, know this, that no prophecy of the scripture, everything written here, praise the Lord, is of any private interpretation. Private, no, sir. You cannot just look into it and then you interpret it the way you want it. Amen. Then 21, he said, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man. It's not the will of man that wrote these things here. So that man can just have a private interpretation of it. You see. Said, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God speak as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Amen. And so, if we are looking for the divine interpretation, the truth interpretation, it has to take the same word, Holy Ghost, through what? Men of God, to bring out what? The right interpretation. Praise the Lord. So just by your own intelligence, your seminary school education, no, sir. But by what? The very Holy Ghost that led the holy men to write this, it has to take that same Holy Ghost through that same word, man of God, to bring the truth, the interpretation of it. Praise the Lord. So, it's private interpretation that has caused this. And now we have churches like we have Orthodox churches, we have Protestants, we have Pentecostals, we have the Charismatics, and many other churches. And if you can call 1,000 different churches,
be assured that you get 1,000 different ways of what? Baptizing. Because everyone has his own interpretation. You see? So, that's the question that we want to answer. Was Peter and the rest of the apostles, were they wrong? See, this has caused a great transgression on the Lord's commandment, the way how to ought to baptize. Churches are transgressing the commandment of God by their own understanding and their own interpretation of the word. And they are teaching for doctrines the commandment of men, which has made the word of God ineffective. You see. Now let's look at Ephesians 4, 4 to 6. All about the true Godhead, one God. Amen. Ephesians 4, 4 to 6. Now we are going to break it down. We're going to find out whether the Peter and the rest of the apostles, whether they were wrong. Amen. Now the scripture is saying here, if anybody asks you, I believe if you can start with this scripture, amen. If anybody want to need that explanation, why you people, Jesus said, in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. But you see, before I go on, let me just look at this thing. Now, with these two scriptures, I want to ask you, were the disciples or the apostles disobedient to the Lord's commandment? Were they disobedient? Okay. Did the disciples and apostles, or they simply got it wrong or forgot the order of the Lord? The answer is no. And then the other question is there any contradiction here? No. But you see, there are some school of thought. They say, oh, when you try to get them right, they said, okay, it's when you baptize in the name of Father, Son, Holy Ghost, and in the name of Jesus Christ, they are all the same. Are they all the same? No. Amen. That's what some people try to say to just run away from the truth. Said they are the same. No. Amen. So, now let's look at Ephesians 4, 4 to 6. If you want to break this thing, try to, don't forget this scripture. Let the person know. Okay, the scripture is saying there is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. What is the one hope of we Christians? Our one hope is what? Christ. Amen. So we have been called in what? Christ. One hope. Our hope is what? The Lord Jesus Christ resurrected. Amen. That's our hope. So there is one body, one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling. Then verse 5, it says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Verse 6, one God. Now watch here closely. The Father of all. One God, the Father of all. And now look at the way how he broke it down. Who is above all and through all and in you all. Praise the Lord. See? One God, the Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in you all. The same thing. So, now we get this scripture. So let's start with one body. So what is this one body? And where it is? This one body is the body of Christ. Amen. Maybe someone will say, okay, give me a scripture. That's why I need to write all these things down. Give me a scripture that the body here is talking about Christ. 1 Corinthians 12 and 13. Is that for as the body is one and hath what? Many members. See. And all the members of that one body, being many, are one body. So also is what? Christ. Praise the Lord. Then looking at verse 13. It said, for one spirit. See, one spirit. Are we all baptized into one body? And if the body is Christ, we are baptized into what? Christ. To one body. Whether be Jews, Gentiles, or whether we be bound or free. So here we have what? Many churches, Orthodox, Protestants, Pentecostals, the Charismatics, and everything. So the scripture here, let's take away the Jews, Gentiles, not that we are disrupting what? Dislocating what? The word of God, no. But you see, for one spirit, we are all baptized into one body, whether you are a Presbyterian or a Catholic or a Methodist or a Baptist. Praise the Lord. We are all, by one spirit, all baptized into one body. That means one baptism. Amen. That should have been the case. And have all made to drink of what? One spirit. See, praise the Lord. So, why now the divisions? Why all divisions? Some do sprinkling. They sprinkle on you. Some will just make a cross around your forehead. Some would just put their hands in the water and put it on top of your head. Some are doing immersion. So which one is right? Praise the Lord. Before we close and maybe we come back next week and then we'll get the answer. Praise the Lord. But let me read Ephesians 1:22-23 before we get off. Listen to what Jesus said. He said, and hath put all things under his feet. Everything had been put under the feet of Jesus Christ. And gave him to be the head of all things to the church, which is his body. See? Now, Christ, the church is what? His body. Amen. And we have all been baptized into Christ. Praise the Lord. So that one baptism, one Lord, one, see, we are, it's a, get, you see, it's a, the way to also bring, reveal or unveil that one God. Amen. That there are no Trinity, but there's only what? One God. Which is his body, as the church. Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Amen. See. We hear that he has what? Given all powers unto him. That's all that was God was poured into Christ. And all that was in Christ, he has poured it into what? Into the church. So all that God was, he poured into Christ, and all that Christ was, he poured into the church. And so all must find themselves in one spirit. So every, see, though you may call your name Presby, you call your name Methodist, you call your name Baptist, you call your name Dublin Christian Fellowship, fine. But the thing is, all had been baptized by one spirit. It should be one spirit. Amen. And into only what? One body, that's the body of Christ. Praise the Lord. So, all must find themselves in one spirit, in one body, which is the church, and that's the truth. You see, one spirit, we are all baptized into it. All must be the same spirit of Christ. So every church, if we will follow the truth, you will see that every church must what? That one way of baptism, that's all. And that answer, that's what we want to find, whether it was Peter and the rest of the apostles, were they wrong or were they right? That the commission was in the Father, Son, Holy Ghost, but they baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. You see, so we want to bring scripture and upon scripture now, gradually, and then we come to the answer. Amen. And so, all this confusion and controversies and everything, God is not the author of it. Because he said, God is not the author of confusion. In what? In all the churches of the saints. So if there is any confusion, is that the people are confused or the churches are confused, you see. So, and then let me give you one scripture. We close for next week. We will see if, no, next week probably we won't be here. And we'll see another time if the opportunity comes, we will continue. But don't forget the scriptures we have just gone through. Amen. Because we want to build it up. So the last scripture I want to read before we just go off is Galatians 3:27. It said, "For as many of you as have been baptized into Christ, you put on Christ." You see? You put on Christ. So we will find out why Peter and the apostles, instead of baptizing in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, they baptized in the name of Jesus Christ. So, our next meeting, if the Lord wills, we will continue. God richly bless you. Let's bow our eyes. Dear Lord, we thank you, even as we want to commit, Lord, the rest of our activities here, Lord, before you, God. Father, now time for us to worship, praise, and lift up your name, O God. So we want to commit, Lord Jesus, the song leader and the musicians, our instruments, everything, Lord, into your hands now. We pray that, Lord, your ears, O God, will be to hear your children, O Lord, as we worship you from our hearts, Lord. Father, lead the song leader and the musicians, O God. We want that atmosphere, O Lord, where, O God, when your word comes, we will be already prepared, O Lord Jesus. We thank you, we bless you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.